Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. One of the biggest issues Missouri lawmakers have faced this year is whether to use federal money to dramatically expand who's covered by Medicaid in the state. Lawmakers rejected the expansion this spring, and while there's always the possibility of a special session later this year, the gulf between the Democratic governor and Republican legislative leaders remains extremely wide. Jennifer Davidson has this report on what the expansion would mean for the state.
Rain is drizzling on the roughly 40 people standing in line outside the Good Samaritan Care Clinic in rural Mountain View, Missouri. Some have been standing for hours. At 5:30, the clinic doors swing open and the patients flood into a clean, bare-bones waiting room. One of them is Anita Sutherland, who drove 45 minutes to get here. She's not covered by Medicaid now, but she would be if Missouri were to opt into the federal expansion. So would an estimated 300,000 other Missourians. Until a few weeks ago, Sutherland was a home health aide who made less than $10,000 a year doing house chores and grocery shopping for elderly clients. Her job didn't include benefits, so no health insurance. She first came to this charity clinic in January because she was fainting on the job.
I was bleeding so bad, I'd have to take changes of clothes to change. But I was trying to take care of my patients because I just was responsible for them.
Her mileage driving to different towns was not reimbursed, and her time in the car wasn't paid. A volunteer doctor at this free clinic found that her blood levels were extremely low. He told her to get to a hospital. The nearest one was Poplar Bluff.
They took me in the ER and said I needed some money where they would see me. So I said, this is all I got. It's my electric bill money. And then, so we gave them that, and they went ahead and seen me and admitted me, and I wound up getting 4 units of blood.
She says a specialist in Poplar Bluff refused to see her at a follow-up unless she could put down a $500 deposit. So she left upset. She returned to Mountain View, where a Mercy facility treated her, despite her inability to pay. There, a biopsy showed that Sutherland had ovarian cancer. An oncologist in Mercy Springfield treated her. The Mercy facility swallowed the cost in so-called charity care.
So you make less than $10,000. That's below the federal poverty level. And yet you still, and many people like you, don't qualify for Medicaid.
Yeah, it's hurtful, you know, because you pay in all these taxes and you work your butt off. And then they're like, bam, you can't have it. We're not helping you. You're like, you feel like you're at the point of no return because it's just hard. Because you want to pay it, and you can't. And I don't want charity. I'm not here for charity. That's why I think a lot of people kill themselves, because there's no hope.
Opting into the federal Medicaid expansion would raise the eligibility level from about 19% of the federal poverty level, where it stands now, to 138%. For a family of four, that threshold would jump sevenfold from a household income of $4,475 a year to about $32,500 a year. Right now, Missouri does not provide Medicaid coverage to non-custodial adults, no matter how poor, unless they are disabled, low-income pregnant women, or seniors. Under the expansion, individuals under 65 years old would be covered if they earned less than about $15,000 a year. But paying for this expansion at both the state and federal levels is a major piece of the puzzle. For the first 3 years, the federal government would pay 100% of the state's Medicaid costs. In 2017, Missouri would pick up 5% of the tab and gradually slide up to paying 10% in 2020. This clinic is in the district of Sean Rhodes, a freshman Republican in the House of Representatives. Despite that the Chamber of Commerce and the only hospital in his district have endorsed the Medicaid expansion, Rhodes is still not sold.
I wouldn't be against expansion if it was fixed. you know, if there was a reform and if we fixed it, then I also think there are several legislators up here that feel the same way.
Rhodes says he's not absolutely against taking the federal dollars, but he wants to see the system improved first. Others, however, say under no circumstances, reform or no reform, will they support the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, period.
It's fiscally not sound to expand Medicaid under the proposal of the ACA.
Carl Bearden is a former lawmaker and the executive director of United for Missouri. That's a statewide organization with 70,000 members that emphasizes fiscal responsibility and limited government. He spent a lot of time talking to lawmakers about Medicaid recently, he says. In 2005, Bearden voted for the legislation that dramatically cut the state's Medicaid program because he felt the state couldn't afford it. 100,000 people lost coverage, and many more had their benefits reduced, but the state saved millions of dollars as a result. Supporters of the Medicaid expansion say conservative lawmakers have turned it into a political issue, that the only reason why it's been rejected is because it's associated with President Obama's health care law, or Obamacare, and that all this talk about reform is just a smokescreen. But Bearden flat out rejects that. Rather, the basis for his opposition, he says, is rooted in the federal debt.
Most of the money that would be sent to Missouri is not taxpayer money being returned to Missouri, but actually is borrowed money, further increasing our debt and increasing the obligations of future generations.
Bearden says he would support legislation that fixed a broken Medicaid system while working within Missouri's budget. For example, Representative Dianne Franklin's bill earlier this year would have created a high deductible plan for people living at or below the poverty level and would set up a copay program. That bill died before making it to the House floor. Dozens of chambers of commerce have endorsed the Medicaid expansion plan, including those in Springfield, West Plains, and the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, saying that healthier workers lead to a more productive workforce. Hospital administrators say the expansion is imperative, and some faith leaders are reminding lawmakers of the significant human element here. Back at the Good Samaritan Clinic, Anita Sutherland says she was raised with a strong work ethic, that you pay your own way forward with the sweat of your brow. But her hard work has yet to pay off. The cancer's gone, but now she has lymphedema, swelling because of blocked lymph nodes. In a few days, she'll drive back to a cancer center in Poplar Bluff, a facility she says won't treat her unless she pays up front. She tells me her refrigerator is empty tonight because she's been saving up for that appointment. She saved enough for the specialist's fee, she says, but she's not sure she has enough for the bandages. For KSMU News, I'm Jennifer Davidson.
And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. To hear this story again, just head to our website, kbia.org. I'm Raymond Tungekar. Thanks for listening.